You. I've been stalking you for quite some time now, little dove. You've been quite a hard one to catch, but I'm the strongest hunter there is, so you'll be damned if I couldn't catch you. I know I've been in your dreams, your nightmares, filling your head with voices and songs that you can't simply forget. I know you hear my voice, my song of calling. Judging by the look of fear in your eyes, you're terrified, and so you should be. I'm not here to play games. You've been on my hit list for quite some time, a slippery little dove, aren't you? But here you are, trapped. Even the woods can't save you. Even out here with so much space, you know you can't escape. Can you hear that little dove? Oh, perhaps it's just your own heart beating. If you do have a heart. I know you've been murdering those people. I know you have, and you can't lie to me about it. And now, justice will finally come around, and karma will stab you right in the back. Do you know who I am? My name is Elizabeth. I'm telling you this now because it's not like you're gonna tell anyone else. You know, when you're dead. Oh, no need to act so coy and innocent. Even if you give me those puppy dog eyes, I can see right through you. I'm trained, I'm skilled, and I'm much faster and more cunning than you ever will be. Sure, you might have slipped out of my grasp one or two times before, but I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting you, the big bad monster of the West, to look exactly how you do right now. I guess looks can be deceiving, little dove. I'll be honest. Again, I'm not surprised you managed to kill so many people. Looking the way you do, you're quite fucking sexy. Now, of course, I can say this because I have no emotion towards you. I know that at the end of the night, you're gonna be dead, I'm gonna be alive, and I will keep on living my life just as always. How can I be so cold? I don't have feelings for people that kill other people. Now that might be rich coming from me, but I'm a hunter. Or huntress, whatever way you want to put it. And I'm here for a purpose. And that purpose is ending you. Don't even try to run away, little dove. I'm much stronger than you are. I'm faster than you are, and I'm sure as hell not as naive. So you can run if you want. Perhaps make this a little game of cat and mouse, but this ends in only one way, little dove. Oh, come on now, looking at me with those scared little eyes. Huh? You almost had me fooled. For a second there, I thought you had feeling. You know, they say everyone's heartless until they face death. And then all of a sudden, their humanity comes back. They realize what it's like to be on the brink of life and death and think, oh, Actually, I want to live. That's too bad. I'm sure all the other people that you killed felt like that. But I guess we'll never know. Now you keep saying that you didn't murder those people. Well, who did? Come on, entertain me. I haven't got another hit for another week, so let's drag this out, shall we? You've been set up. Now, why do I not believe you? You know, there was a piece of you at every crime scene. Eyewitnesses saw someone that looks exactly like you. You gonna tell me you have a twin or something? You do? Cliche. Okay, I'll entertain this little story. So go on. Explain to me just how your twin can do all of these things and not get caught. Where have you been in this whole process? Running. Moving from town to town. Now, I don't blame you if that is the case, but why do you not just get in touch with your sister? Yeah, I've noticed. If that is the case, she murders people. I can see why you wouldn't want to have such a good bond with her. Oh dear, oh dear. Now this does throw a spanner in the works. Now this could just be a trick. Or it could be the truth. And lucky for you, I don't kill people unless I know for damn sure that they're guilty. So, little dove, we're gonna play a game. I want you to show me just as much evidence as you can that those murders weren't down to you. You think you can do that? Oh, this stuff is back at your place. Now, isn't that convenient? I've got nothing to lose, and I'm not scared of anything. So why don't you lead the way, little duh? But let me warn you. If I just so manage to smell a hint of trick or betrayal, I will end you right here and right now. Do you understand? Oh, good. I'm glad that you do. Lead the way then, little dove. Quite a nice place you got here. For someone that's always on the move, you know? Do you want me to take my shoes off? Hey, I'm a huntress, but I got my manners. I don't go traipsing dirt around everywhere. So, looks like you got quite the wall of information here. Posters, sightings, news articles, photos, the lot. Now, this is actually quite interesting. What's that? A photo of you both. Holy shit. So my little dove is telling the truth. Now what a predicament we have here. Where is she? You don't know. Well, have you got a way of contacting her? No? Typical. Now who's to say that you're not the killer and you're trying to, you know, frame your little sister? See, now this is pretty much a sticky situation for me now. I've got a killer on one hand that looks exactly like you, or I've got a killer standing in front of me, trying to frame someone innocent. What should I do, little dove? Do you think I should flip a coin? How about I stand right here and grab you by this ponytail of yours? Look up at me. Tell me, are you capable of killing? Look me in the eyes as you answer me, little dove. No. Well, that in itself is a lie. I think anyone would be willing to kill for someone that they love. Are you telling me that you don't love anyone? Fine, I'll let go of your hair. But something in those eyes of yours tells me that you liked it. Am I wrong, little dove? My little sweet dove, who could perhaps be a stone-cold killer. What am I gonna do with you? I'll be honest, little dove. I haven't quite figured it out yet. So how about we crack this case open and we can both figure out what's really going on here? Because I assure you, you're not leaving my side, and I'm not going anywhere until we figure this out. So, if you're lying to me, you better start thinking of some good excuses. But if you're telling the truth, then I promise I will let you go. And not only that, I will protect you from anyone that's trying to harm you. You don't deserve to be punished for something that you haven't done. Does that sound fair, little dove? See, I told you, I don't kill for no reason. I have got a heart, you know. And besides, it would be a shame to waste someone this cute. I'm not gonna lie. All my hormones are flying all over the place. That urge to kill, the adrenaline thinking something can go wrong at any second, is getting me awfully worked up. And you standing there helpless like that? Ooh, you're making it hard, little dove. I'll be honest, it's getting real fucking hard. Oh, don't worry. I'm not a sadist. I won't do anything you don't want me to do. But if you want me to do something, now that's an entirely different story. So, your sister, tell me more. You grew up together? Okay. Now when did she decide to turn into a little psycho bitch? I see. Why is she doing it? To get back at your father? Now isn't this just an all too familiar story? It's always the girls with daddy issues that end up being so fucked up in the head. Have you got daddy issues? No? Perhaps you've got mommy issues. Stuttering like that. I guess I hit the nail on his head. I don't understand how someone can go from normal to evil within a flick of a switch like that. But if your dad is as fucked up as you say he is, I'm not surprised. What's your father's name? Oh. I know your father. You know, when he was still alive. That bastard was an evil son of a bitch. I didn't know he had two daughters. In fact, if both of you were crazy killing sons of bitches, I wouldn't blame you one bit. He was a son of a bitch. How old am I to know your father? I'm 35. I mean, I was a bit older than you, no, my little dove. I was in this game from a very young age, so don't be surprised if I knew your father. I've been playing this little song of mine for many, many years. Let's get back to you, shall we? What are you trying to do? Stay alive. That's why you keep moving from town to town. No, I get it. I get it. I honestly don't know what to do in this situation because I do believe you. I'm gonna put my weapons down. And I'm gonna hand you this knife. And I want you to make a choice. I want you to see what it's like to see someone so vulnerable. And if you are what you say you are, well, though this can only go one way. But if you are that psycho evil bitch, then I know you won't resist the urge to try and kill me. So I'm gonna sit right here, cross my legs, and look at you as you hold that big knife in your hand. God, you really aren't the killer. See, now I can tell straight away if someone's used a blade like that before. And you don't even know what you're holding. The way you're holding it is so cute. Now I'm gonna stand up and walk towards you. And you're not even looking at the blade, you're looking straight at me. And for someone that has something so powerful in their hands, you keep walking backwards, little dove. Am I towering over you? Am I making you nervous? See, we're so close now that just one little twitch of your wrist can send that blade straight through me. And yet here you are, cowering under me at my mercy. I'm gonna take this knife away from you now, little dove. I doubt we'll be needing it. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd very much like to ravage you. Since the moment I saw you, I've been very, very conflicted. I don't like offing people that are as fucking sexy as you are. So how about it, my sweet, innocent little dove? Are you gonna sing for me? Are you gonna let me ruin you? Good. Now, as I wrap my hand around your throat and have you up against the wall like this, I want you to look at me with those pleading, desperate eyes. Oh, your body weight's starting to fall on my hands. Are your knees getting weak, little dove? Good. I like them helpless and needing. Cute. Something tells me you haven't been kissed like that before. Could I be wrong? The way you're looking at me, you are so fucking desperate for it. But don't worry, little dove. I like that. I like holding all the power. I like being able to say no and have you beg. I want to see you beg for it, little dove. I want to see you fucking need it. Because I'm going to tell you a little secret. I don't make love and fuck gentle. I go really, really rough. And I'll have you crying out. Oh, I'll have you fucking screaming my name, all right. Do you think you can handle that, little